The attorney general says Charlie Bass's campaign deliberately avoided identifying itself as being behind a 2010 poll that included negative information about Democrat Anne McLean Custer. The AG's suit against the Bass campaign cites 400 calls. Under state law, each one of those calls could trigger a $1,000 fine, but Congressman Bass says he doesn't expect his committee will be paying up.
I think a close reading of the law will show that the campaign did not conduct a push poll, and that this was a poll that is essentially the same as any other poll that was that might have been run by any other campaign.
The attorney general has stepped up enforcement of New Hampshire's push polling laws. In the last 2 years, it's cracked down on polls commissioned by former Congressman Paul Hodes, Congressman Frank Ginta, and the state Democratic Party. All of them paid settlements with the state. Bass says his committee declined to seek a similar deal. His poll was carried out by the Virginia-based Terrence Group. According to emails subpoenaed by the state, the Bass Victory Committee specifically asked the Terrence Group to remove Bass's name from the disclaimer included in the poll script. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.